and they won't ship to.
How's that different from the word?
Mushroom? It's shaped like a football. It was just long and big in the middle. And they won't stand shipping until they raise them deep themselves. It's one of your older plants.
You mentioned cantaloupe. Are there other names for balance of yellow meat shaped a little different?
Of course they don't run them.
The honeydew would be white meat. Mm-hmm. Mostly cantaloupe is probably all of that same name, but they do have different shapes.
They are. There are different kinds of watermelons depending on the seeds or colors.
Or tied down, tied to it.
Good many varieties. Longs and longings. Real big ones and real little ones. The cannonball, the round one. Stone Mountain around, and then the Tom Watson's lawn, Cuban Queen's lawn, and they got a lot of new varieties now.
I got them. Mm-hmm. They name mostly after the people or the places?
People, places. Most all of them got a name to them.
We're walking through the woods today, and it rained out. Before, in the damp spots, there's this kind of umbrella-shaped little white thing that pops up in the woods. What do you call it?
Mushroom.
Any other names you call it?
Well, it's on top to a mushroom.
Is there anything like this that grows on stumps or logs?
Yes, like it's the same as a mushroom, but I guess it's called funguses. Mm-hmm. A little different.
Are they good to eat?
I never have tried them. I'm always afraid of them. Mm-hmm. But,
what do you call the you know, speaking of mushrooms, the kind that you can't eat because it's so thick. It's got poison in it or make you real sick, sir.
Well, I can call mostly tofu's all for it.
Mm-hmm. Have other names for tofu?
Not really hard to call them tofu. Nobody try to tackle them. Mm-hmm.
How do you tell the difference on
them? Don't know exactly. I've always been afraid to be something. You'd have bought a commercial company.
That's the safe way to do it.
But a fellow like you, I'm going to get a lot of them around about.
Yeah. Back in the old time.
I go there, that double day.
So you were eating something and it got caught in your throat. You said you couldn't.
Got hung in your throat?
Yeah. You couldn't do what? Hmm? Yeah, it got hung in your throat. You couldn't do what?
Couldn't swallow it. Mm-hmm.
Or, what do people usually smoke around here?
I just smoke.
Legal kind of stuff.
Right. I smoke cigarettes. Uh-huh. And cigars and pipes. And, mm-hmm. Had about covered that. Some chewing, some dip.
Dip what?
Snuff.
Oh, they chew snuff too?
No, don't chew snuff, you dip snuff.
How's that done?
Just put a little next to your lip and soak it. They might walk around living like the guy's got a chew and dip in the mouth. It tastes awful.
It doesn't.
Unless you like it. But,
is it leafy or?
No, it's a dry powder. Mm-hmm. A dry tobacco powder. You know. A lot of the women and some men dip snuff.
So you had a lot of people at a party and they're having a good time. Everybody at the piano here. And somebody told a funny story about they love you doing what?
They laughing?
Yeah. And,
of course, without a joke going to be hooping it up.
What?
Without a joke going to be hooping it up. Of course, they don't run them anymore.
Down. Say, asking a couple phrases that might be used around here. Somebody, offer to do you a favor, and you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be.
We have to get it to him.
You ever
tied down, tied to him?
Mm-hmm.